Happy Juicy Friday, Juicy Geniuses. It's Alex and Leanne here, and today we have, again, another very special woman on the line. Her name is Gillian Skywalker, and Leanne and I had the pleasure of meeting Gillian back in San Diego late last year, and she's vibrant, shiny, and lovable, and we reached out to her recently and asked if she would like to do an interview with all of you. She is a total Juicy Genius, but like many of the Juicy Geniuses we interview, she's definitely gone through her share of struggle, and she's got an amazing story that she wants to share with all of you. She's now working as an inspirational coach. She's a yoga teacher, an intuitive healer, Reiki master, and the co-author of several books, which are going to be published in the next year or so. And I'm pleased to introduce you to Gillian Skywalker. Hi, Gillian.
Hey, thanks for the intro. Great to talk to you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Gillian. Like Alex said, as soon as we met you, we were both like, wow, this girl has some amazing energy. And you can just tell that you have your hands in some amazing projects. You have great visions and you're really dedicated to living this life that you've dreamt of. So why don't you take a couple of minutes and just tell everyone out there listening what you're up to?
Right now, I am actually stepping a little bit back from my private practice. And I've launched a website called shinygilly.com. I offer 3 videos a week. So on Mondays, I offer a show called Monday's Magic. It's a 2-minute offering of advice that I come across frequently, questions that my clients might have or friends of mine have or things that I've gone through in my life and tools to overcome those obstacles. And then on Wednesdays, I offer yoga and health and wellness tips. And then on Fridays, my husband and I do a talk show called G-Force Fridays where we're just goofy and silly and have a good time talking about current events, offering relationship advice. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a really fun transition.
Before you actually dove down into all of these projects that you're working on now, what were you doing? Because you have a really, really interesting story. So why don't you tell us a bit more about how you got to where you are today?
I've lived a lot of lives. I really feel that way. I've crammed a lot into this existence here, and I have absolutely no regrets, but it's definitely been a journey. In my early 20s, I got married very young, and I joined a very fundamental type church and was a counselor and a teacher and a speaker at this church. And I loved what I was doing with people because I've always been drawn to helping others and helping encourage them and inspire them to live a life that they desire. I love to help people find the tools within themselves to find healing from loss and heartache and grief. And so I was very, very happy with the work I was doing at this church, but I was very stifled by a lot of the fundamental beliefs and rules, and it was very, very rigid. So late in my 20s, I left the church, I moved to California, and I really floundered for a little bit. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do. I got a divorce from that husband, and I was struggling financially, and I started waiting tables. I'd never waited tables before, so I had to get a job at Hooters. So I was like 31 years old, waiting tables with all these like 18, 19-year-old girls. It was a pretty humiliating time for me, but at the same time, you know, it was what I had to do. And actually, there was so much good that came out of that. From that job, I got some really great serving jobs at some very prominent clubs in San Diego, was making very good money and had a lot of freedom. And I got to enjoy my life a little bit that I hadn't really been able to enjoy in my 20s because I was in this fundamental church. But at the same time, I always knew something was missing. I was missing that ability to help people heal on this planet. So it was a struggle with me because I didn't want to go back to school and go all the way through, you know, getting a master's degree or a PhD to go ahead and be able to have a psychiatric counseling practice. And at the same time, I wasn't really a believer of psychiatric therapy because I feel that it so often focuses on the problem and focuses on the story instead of focusing on a solution. So I stumbled across some hypnosis CDs, and during listening to them and seeing the benefits of them, I realized that this was a field that I could absolutely go into. It was a career path where I'd be able to focus on helping people find solutions rather than dwelling on the problem. So I went through school for hypnotherapy. I learned a ton of techniques through school. That's where I picked up all those crazy degrees that I have, and I built my own healing practice, and that's when I made that shift in my life.
That's an incredible story, and I love how candid and open you are about the feelings and emotions you went through while you were really trying to figure out what it was that you were meant to be doing, and I think a lot of women out there can really relate to that. When did you have your stroke of juicy genius? So when did you realize, and maybe it was while you were working at Hooters or while you were in the club scene in San Diego, but when did you realize that you weren't doing what you were truly meant to be doing and that you needed to do something different to really live in your J spot and do what you're passionate about?
I had the original burst when I heard the hypnosis CDs and I went back to school and I found, you know, a path to certification so I could start fulfilling my passion again. But at the same time, I kept that restaurant shop open for 2 years. So I was opening up my healing practice. I was seeing clients on a regular basis, but I was really afraid to cut off that foundational source of money for me. It was a safety net. But at the same time, I believe there's something about an energetic tie. And so it was in early 2010 that I remember very clearly and distinctly just being at my computer journaling and coming to the realization that I had to quit my jobs. I had to quit the serving job. I couldn't do this anymore. That's when I decided to go through my yoga teacher training certification, and I was going to dedicate myself fully to yoga and having my practice, and I was just going to go for it, balls out. And I told my husband, you know, he wasn't the most thrilled, but I just sat him down and I said, I can't do this anymore. It's sucking away my energy. I'm supposed to be a teacher. I'm supposed to be doing these things, and I'm tired of serving people drinks for a living, and I can't do it anymore. And so I just did it.
Well, good for you. And that is actually amazing to hear you say those things, because I know that we've been in similar situations before where you know that there's something greater for you out there. You start working on your passions and setting up your businesses on the side, but you still keep this other job as a safety net. And I really liked when you said that there was this energetic thing going on. And I really do believe that that's how it works. When you're focusing your attention on something else most of the time, what you really want to dedicate yourself to isn't actually going to develop as quickly or as deeply as you want until you finally make the decision. And it's scary. But when you actually kind of cut that energetic cord with your other job, it sounds like amazing things happen for you, because here you are today. So it's really, really interesting to hear you say that. And thank you for sharing with us. Were you always passionate about yoga and about helping other people? How did you really fall into some of these practices that you're now dedicated to?
I had been practicing yoga a little bit in Chicago in between the time that I left that church and moved out here. I've been practicing for over 10 years now. It was very different in Chicago than it was in San Diego. You know, I wasn't a fundamental Christian anymore, but I really wasn't sure about the whole Om Shanti Shanti stuff and like the chakras. And now it's funny because now I actually teach chakra classes. But at the time, I was really freaked out by all that. I say it often to people that, you know, yoga really saved my life. Yoga helped me find myself again. I had shut myself off through a childhood where my parents were way more focused on me conforming than helping me develop my juicy genius, so to speak. They really did not support any of my talents that, you know, were not as conservative as, you know, a 9-to-5 office job. So I learned from a very young age to stifle my intuition and to stifle my gut feelings. And I continued that very strongly throughout the whole course of that church I was in and in my first marriage. So when I truly discovered yoga and spent time on my mat every week, that's when I found myself again. I tuned into my body, and by tuning into my body, I found my voice. I found that spark of intuition. I found the ability to start listening to what I truly wanted. It has changed my life, and I love being able to offer that gift to other people.
I love that, you know, especially when you talk about how yoga and your practice has allowed you to find yourself. Once you follow your passions, that naturally happens. So many people ignore that inner juicy genius or that inner voice that tells them you're doing the wrong thing, you really need to change, and being able to totally step into that power and go, you know what, this is what I meant to do, and I'm going to do it, even if it's scary as hell, that really allows you to find yourself and to be the ultimate woman and be super powerful and achieve far more than you could ever do if you're not being true to yourself. One question that has kind of come up for me is, I love how you can so candidly talk about how you were able to step away from your secure job, your safety net, that career where you knew you'd be able to make a paycheck every month. You're talking about it now as if it was such an easy decision because of how successful and how amazing your life is today. But putting myself in the shoes of a lot of our listeners, they're probably asking themselves, well, how did you find the courage to step away from that job? What kind of struggle did you go through? Was it easy? And how can they kind of do the same thing? So how was that struggle for you? And how did you find the courage to really step away?
I know in my case, I would see people, you know, who were living this amazing life, doing everything that they loved. And I was like, how did you get there? Right? Because it just seemed so absolutely impossible. And so, yeah, the fact of the matter was, it was incredibly hard decision, but it was a decision that I basically felt like my soul was going to die. I'm so grateful that I have that skill set, but at this time in my life, I could not do it anymore. I had to make an absolute clean break from it and completely and fully dedicate myself to doing, you know, what I was passionate about. I mean, we went into a little bit of debt. We had a very difficult first 6 months, but by the end of the year, everything had picked up. And I think honestly, one of the reasons I actually had a dip in my clientele, we attract what we believe, right? And I think that my belief system was I make my money through serving. This is where I make my money. That had been my foundation for so long. And so when I cut that off, I think that I faltered in my belief in myself, you know, about my ability to attract clients. But then I caught myself and I realized what was going on. I made sure that I was very clear in my intention, and I very consciously visualized the day I wanted to have, the week I wanted to have, the amount of clients. That's a daily practice of mine. I meditate every morning and I spend at least 10 minutes at the end of my meditation being very conscious about the lifestyle that I'm creating. So, long story short, it was a very difficult decision, but by the end of that year, my clientele picked up. I started getting a lot of clients just through teaching yoga. So it ended up working out beautifully, and it was all because I trusted my gut.
Now, you've actually touched base on a few things that I find extremely, extremely interesting. One thing that you've mentioned is that there is a definite transition phase. There's the phase where, like you said, you're completely unhappy and you feel like your soul is going to die. Then it's actually getting the courage and finding that within you to make the change. Once you make the change, there is a transition phase. But rather than focusing on the problems and the downfall of the transition phase, you look at it as a positive challenge and as a crucial step to developing into the person that you want to become. From what I heard you say is you have great daily practices in place that helped you to keep the faith and stay focused and make it through your transition phase. So kudos to you, because it can be hard to stay dedicated to positive daily practices, especially when times get tough.
Yeah, you know, honestly, Leanne, I don't think I would have made it without those daily practices. It always works out in the end. And so I can either freak out nonstop for 30 days. Am I going to get rent? Am I going to get clients? Am I going to do this? Or I can just choose. I chose a choice that didn't serve me, which was to worry and freak out. And I spiraled down into that black hole of freak out, right? So I was like, wait a second, why don't I try being positive? Because I'd worry all month long and it would always end up working out. We always made our bills. We always paid our rent. It all worked out for us. So I was like, well, let's see what it would feel like if I chose to believe that everything's going to be okay. And I'm like, wow, this is so much better.
Yeah. Thank you so much again for being candid about everything. It's the reality, and it's great to hear when other people do go through these transitions. But now I'm excited to hear. So you took the leap of faith, you made it through your transition period. What is the absolute best part of being an entrepreneur and living your passions every day?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, first and foremost, you set your own schedule. You know, the ability to decide how I'm going to set my day, my week, my month, my year up is an awesome feeling to have that control and power over my own life. I have so many plates that I'm spinning and all these amazing projects that I'm working on. And the more creative I am, the more creative I become. I've been starting to make a new transition, right? Because we're always expanding and always moving forward in this expansive universe. So my next transition is starting to step away from not making my entire living on my private clients and starting to put out a public image. I have no idea how I'm going to monetize it yet, but I think I'm going to make some yoga videos maybe and sell them on my site and make some meditation downloads and also offer these free videos and do our free TV show and all these other things that I'm doing. It's just so much fun. I work my butt off every day, but it's fun. It doesn't feel like work. And that's probably the most amazing part of it.
Yeah, you know you're doing something right when work doesn't really feel like work. And sometimes you have to pinch yourself and realize that you are not dreaming and that you're actually living your passions. And it's a lot of fun. So I think that's so great. And something I want to go back to that I actually have heard you talk about and I just respect and admire so much. And I love that you said, now that I've done my private clients and that's going, you know, really, really well, I want to do something different and put a more public image out there. And you have your site. I have no idea how I'm going to monetize it yet, but I'm going to figure it out. Maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do that. And you had said before, too, that when you decided to put up your website, that we'll definitely link to below this video, by the way, for anyone who's listening, you had no idea how to do it. So what did you do? You downloaded a few online tutorials and you taught yourself how to do it. And I love your I'm just going to get shit done mentality. And I think that that's really the differentiating factor between what, you know, Juicy Genius is all about and a woman who acts on her fears a little bit too much. Because it's not that Juicy Geniuses don't have fears or that feeling of, is this going to work out? am I ever going to be successful doing what I love? But they act in spite of those fears. So I think that's so, so incredible. And that leads me into my next question. And because we have to be mindful of time, it might be the last question we have for you. But if you could give one juicy tip to all the women that are listening right now who want to basically do what you do, they want to step away from their 9-to-5 job or to that job that's not serving them anymore, they want to follow their passion, but they're just fearful because it means stepping outside their comfort zone and probably getting into a realm they're not familiar with. What tip or what advice would you give to those women?
My main advice to everyone is follow your heart, follow your intuition, get out of your head. And I actually even have a free video, so you can find it on my YouTube channel. It's YouTube.com/ShinyGilly. And it's an intuition video. It's 2 minutes and it teaches you a really quick and easy way to start listening to that feeling. Because a lot of times, like I said earlier, you know, I was trained, and a lot of us are, we're kind of programmed throughout our entire life by society to not listen to our gut instincts. We're programmed to, you know, follow the path to what we're supposed to do. And so we're following all these oughts and all these shoulds, and we stop checking in with ourselves to see, well, what is it that I want, right? So my biggest advice for anybody is take some time, get out of your head, tune into what you really, really desire, and follow that spark. And every time you get confused, every time the path has a fork in it, every time you're not quite sure which way you want to go, take a moment, tune in, and listen to what that part of you has to say, because that is the smartest part of your entire being, is your intuition.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. That is absolutely amazing advice. I got chills when you were saying that. To me, being a juicy genius is about being in touch with what success means to you. And when I say that, it really is about overcoming the programming that is inevitably programmed into all of us growing up. So we'll definitely put a link to that video directly below this interview. And I really like how you say, follow your heart, follow your intuition, and get out of your head. A couple of other things that I absolutely loved is early on in the interview, you said, focus on the solution, not the problem. Where attention goes, energy flows. So when people are constantly focusing on, like, oh, I'm down in the dumps and this is difficult, and you know what? That problem is probably going to get a lot bigger.
Exactly.
And the solution, it's not even going to be on their horizon. So that was absolutely amazing advice. Another thing that you totally have figured out is your daily practice. And I completely admire you for this. Again, like I said before, good for you for sticking to it. And your daily practice is really what helped you make the change and get through your transition. Yeah. Thank you so much, Alex. I absolutely loved what you said. Really, what separates a juicy genius from someone else is you get shit done. And when you said that, I actually thought of Richard Branson's book, Screw It, Let's Do It. It's like, do you know what? There's always going to be stuff in the way. There's always going to be this. There's never actually an ideal or that perfect time that we all wait for. Once you recognize that and you just have the attitude, okay, I'm going for it and I'm going to do it. You make those energetic cuts and those ties and you focus your attention 100% into your passion, and amazing things happen. And with you, it's so clear that this is happening. And I know both Alex and myself are extremely excited to follow you and see all of the amazing things that are going to unfold for you in 2012. If people want to find out more about you, do you want to share your website and a few different places where they can connect with you? And again, we'll share this below the interview.
Yeah, absolutely. ShinyGilly.com. features all of my information and all of our videos. You can also find them all on YouTube just by typing in Shiny Gilly. You can find my channel on YouTube. And then also you can click like on my Facebook page, which is Shiny Gilly on Facebook. So all of those ways are an awesome way to be able to follow my posts and all the things that I put out there for free to help inspire people to live awesome, amazing lives.
Awesome. Well, thank you again. And we can't wait to talk to you soon.
Bye.